really shining in the background.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Good, good.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Thank you very much. My name is Austin Obasohan, principal here at Concord Middle School. Before I introduce our esteemed guest to you this morning, I want to tell you a few things about this man. As governor of Texas, our honored guest today earned a reputation as a principled conservative who shapes public policy based on his beliefs in limited government, local control, strong families, and individual responsibility. Now he has taken that same spirit of bipartisan reform to our nation's capital with very bold initiatives to help all Americans achieve their dreams and provide for their families. He is a man of great optimism. And even a greater heart who believes that all Americans, when we work together, there's nothing that we cannot accomplish. Mm-hmm. Our leader believes that not one child be left behind. So at this time, it is with great honor that I introduce to you the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Thank you all. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Very good. Okay. Dr. O. Thank you for your hospitality. It's an honor to be here. I want to thank you all for coming. Before I talk about a subject dear to my heart, which is education, and before I recognize all the distinguished guests, I do want to say that right after my visit here, I am going to meet with the family of Petty Officer Third Class Stephen Blocker. As you know, Stephen is one of our 24 servicemen and women in China. I'm really looking forward to letting Stephen's family know that we're in the process of bringing their son home. Stephen grew up in Charlotte, and I know this entire Charlotte area, and I know this entire community joins in looking forward to welcoming him home. I'm grateful for the opportunity to tell the Blockers how much America appreciates their son's patriotism and service to his country, and how much we appreciate the service of all our men and women in uniform throughout the world. Situations such as this remind us how much our military personnel and their families sacrifice for our freedom. It also reminds me, it's such an honor to be the Commander-in-Chief of such wonderful people.